You have a first half box?
We can get it.
Just curious. Oh, thanks. Thanks. Yeah, he's just kidding. That's,
all right.
That's good. All right. Go ahead, Al. Go ahead. I think before I talk about the game, I think it's like all of us in this country right now just have a heavy heart for what happened Friday in Newtown, Connecticut, and a lot of things go through our heads, and it was just very difficult for me personally, as well as I'm sure all of you, to think about what went on and then play. Now, kids are different, but obviously adults are take this stuff, and my condolences go out to everybody involved in that incident, and I don't have answers. I'm just really sad, like everybody else is. The game, I thought this was, since I've been here, one of the guttiest games, grittiest games that we played, and something that we talk about all the time. You know, don't make a three in regulation. Getting your butts kicked in the offensive glass in the first half and turn it around and dominate the glass in the second half and play really good team defense against a terrific coached, experienced, older basketball team, which is a hard thing for us to do at this point in our development. Just really proud of our guys.
Despite all the misses from three, I'll ask you guys, did you feel you were getting good looks out there?
I felt we were getting open shots. It was just not going in for us today. Lonnie had a few. I had a lot of shots that I missed, but I don't know. It was just not going in today.
Ryan, when you see a lot of threes going on, are you thinking I got to get inside and attack the glass? That's what it seemed like you did. You get locked up fast.
I mean, Coach D is always forcing for us bigs to crash the glass every shot. So I guess the longer shots just give a better chance for me to come in from the outside and get the rebound. So I always hope it goes in, but I attack the glass after it too if it doesn't. I just said finally. I was missing shots all game, and if that one felt good, I stood there, I stayed there, and I think Lonnie or Joe the pass, so it just felt good when it was going up, and I was hoping it went in.
How long did you stay at the rim?
For a while. But my teammates had confidence in me. Coach D had confidence in me, so I was kind of confident taking it.
It's a gritty game. You gotta when something that you do, the team does well, that relies on a lot, isn't working. Like, how do you sort of adjust what you do and then sort of figure out a way to sort of get back into a game, and then win it?
I think it always starts on the defensive end. Whenever we get stopped, whenever we play good defense, it's going to translate to offense. So if we're struggling from three and not making shots, if we play good defense, I feel like we can get fast breaks, push the ball up, and get easy shots.
Not coincidentally, the play where we smacked Gordon back off of the Tech, that was almost a little mini rally there, and then sort of it kind of got finished again. But sort of describe that little break there
Yeah, we were making a run, a lot of emotions going in the game. It was just a dumb play by me that broke up our momentum. But I'm glad we got it back and continue to play.
Olivia, when you're playing without the ball, you weren't playing point as much late in the second half. Is that when you're feeling like I got to hit a big shot here? I mean, because you were getting looks at that point.
Yeah, I was getting looks. I was just trying to get my teammates open shots and just try. I had a pretty rough game today, but Joe hit a few shots. Lonnie hit that big three in the second half and the overtime. So I was just trying to really get the dub. So I'm happy you got it.
Thanks,
also
players.
Thanks, guys.
Good job, fellas. Thank you. 42 minutes. Yeah, it's, you know, there's different stages of their development. I think Joe is in a game like this against a team that guards so well. I thought he was stronger and more understanding of that. I think they're both terrific point guards. I think that's why we're good when they're both playing like that. But I thought Joe in that second half, you know, was understanding, was taking his time, was getting us to the rim. We were offense. Basically, what I said at halftime is I think they're a very good defensive team. We're not getting much in transition, but continue to push it. They're going to guard you. And Bill Hurry's team's guard you. I mean, they're one of the best defensive percentage teams in the country right now. And I said, it's going to go down to the end of the shot clock. You got to embrace that. You can't say, oh, we haven't got a good shot. And at that point, I said, you know, we go with this one little look with a ball screen with Joe, make a play, and then offensive rebound it. But Ryan, second half, he had, I think, 14 points, 16 rebounds, something crazy like that. He had a nose for the ball today. I thought he guarded Pelcher. And Ryan's developing as a defensive player, but I think that kid's like an automatic if he gets it down there. I thought he fought for position, and then we helped out at the right times. I thought we did a lot of good team defensive stuff. Be down 13 with 11 to go in a low-scoring game, not a game that's going 80 points, showed a lot of character. And then they come out and hit the, I think they go up 4-0 in the overtime, right? And then bam, look. And we had to finally, we haven't made a shot, we finally make a couple. I was just very proud. It's not a pretty game and anything, but there was a great lesson here that we can still be down by that much and fight through a lot of adversity. Bad shooting. And bad shooting has a lot to do, in my opinion, with finals. We haven't been getting extra in the gym. No one's feeling really good. And that's a lot to do with that, and it's a lot to do with their defense as well.
Was the final play regulation drawn up for Lonnie, or was that something that...
It was. And we had it, and I think Joe just fell asleep at the wheel a little bit because Lonnie was wide open early. Joe said that. But you know, we were going that ball screen action. I thought they would be ball watching a little bit, and they did. We caught Lonnie off a stagger and had a good look if he hit him earlier, I think.
You wanted him to take the three.
Yeah. And, you know, people always say, hey, you want a two or a three. You know, in college basketball, a standstill three is sometimes easier to get than other shots, especially for us at times. So we try to get Ryan touches as much as we can. But Ryan, to me, he's best in the flow of our game. When the ball's moving, he goes off a ball screen or a dribble handoff, the ball rotates, he cuts. He's very good at moving without the basketball and scoring. It's not like we can go down to the low post and he backs someone in and shoots over him. He's just... very few guys like that. The kid Pelcher's as good as there is in basketball because he's older and stronger. He shoots 63%, and he shoots that jump hook. So I think Ryan gets his points in different ways, and just really happy for him because he struggled at different times, but he put a monster game together today.
As a coach, does it become more and more noticeable as the game goes on, the three piling up, and sort of, especially if that's something that you guys used on as a team, and how it affects the game, and how you kind of deal with it?
You know what? I think when you're really good, you can worry about shots aren't going in. Like, that's how we play, you should shoot. But when you're just trying to go possession to possession, in all honesty, hey, we missed it. We ran good offense. I thought we got good looks. And that's what you're referring to, right? The shots don't, the threes don't fall. I basically said, I remember with about 11 minutes ago, they got 16 fouls. Let's drive it now. Let's try to get ourselves to the foul line a little more. Let's get it inside. But they know that too. So they did a good job. They really load up on the ball side and force you to skip it and shoot outside shots. And I think we did a good job finding them. But Patrick's four, he just hasn't had enough reps. They were all four that he's been making all season. That was one guy. Joe had a lot of in and outs, but I just thought, you know, we took the shots over there, and then we went after the ball in the second half. And I told them at halftime, they crushed us in the first half on the glass. I thought we won that battle in the second half by a long stretch.
For your team coming in, that Pelcher is shooting 63% from the floor. Myrick's their leading scorer, though, but he's only shooting 39, kind of an unorthodox offensive team. What was your focus defending?
They are a little unorthodox. I think, you know, they win with their defense and their toughness. And then they have a couple kids that are experienced. So they're funny. They find their little niche. They run stuff, and then it goes into Pelcher, right-handed hook. Myrick stands still three, and then drives it. He drives the heck out of it. So our whole focus was try to limit Pelcher. We're not going to double because I think he can pass. And then with Myrick, no in-rhythm threes. And then when he gets up, he's going. And it's hard for the guy guarding him to stay in front. We got to load up, and we call it orange, and we got to try to draw contact and draw charges. And we did a poor job for long stretches. I thought the last 15 minutes of the game and overtime, I thought we did a very good job of that. We were in the gaps. They had a hard time driving it. They had to settle for harder shots.
With your sophomore class playing its first game against UNH last year, winning both times, do you use this as a measuring stick, or is it just where every game is a measuring stick?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a measuring stick there. I do think they have a very good team this year. I really do. I think the America East is looking over the teams there. I think there's some really good teams in America East just watching them. I know most of the coaches there. But having those four guys, this experience at that level, they're going to be pretty good. I do think the offense can be an issue at times, but it's hard to guard those certain things that we just talked about. And they guard you, and they compete, and they're physical. But a measuring stick, not necessarily. Our measuring stick's every day in practice, how we're getting better. This is like a test, and I don't want to, as I tell you guys all the time, I don't want to overdo it or undersell. It's just another step along the way, and it's part of the process, and I want to get better and better. And come February, I want to be a really good basketball team in the ACC.
Another team that double-teamed Ryan when he got in the post. How do you think he's handling that, especially skipping to the open hand?
Yeah, I thought he did a good job. They picked their poison because he's a very good passer out of there. He's not a typical kid that you can double. And we did an okay job of getting it out and relocating. We didn't make the shots, but like Andrew at all, I remember Andrew, they doubled off of him, and he's standing at the three-point line wide open. I thought he did a good job. Eddie dropped one for a layup and a dunk. I think he's a very difficult guy to double team. I do. And as we get older and better, he's really going to – I think it's a hard thing for teams to do against Ryan.
No boot for Clifford today. Is he any closer?
I think he is. He finally ran on an anti-gravity treadmill up to 80% of his body weight. I think we're close to getting the jog. Dry offense early in the week. If there's no setback, live action and pieces later in the week, and you know, hopefully try to get him. Hopefully, but it's how it all depends how he goes. Goes great, doesn't then no.
A little more about three. Taking 20 a game. Does that speak to like philosophical sort of thing? Or is it, I mean, it's obviously a high sort of